Good afternoon.
Oh,
thank you for joining us today. Okay, this is the time set for a public hearing on 80KT026. We are joined by Justices Perigary and Kadish and Carson City, as well as the rest of the court here in Las Vegas. Let me just kind of start out by expressing my great thanks to the court for accommodating us with this public hearing, as well as to all of the proposed commission members. We had occasion to chat with pretty much everybody that's part of the commission membership list that's attached to the petition to see if they were agreeable to being involved in this commission. And everybody very readily and excitably was willing to get involved, and I'm grateful to them for that. The petition is obviously in the matter of the adoption of the creation of a commission to study the adjudication of business law cases. And just very briefly, the idea was to use the collective wisdom of judges, of legislative leaders, of representatives from the governor's office, our secretary of state, attorneys who practice primarily or exclusively in the business arena, as well as business leaders, to find ways to improve the manner in which we adjudicate business law cases in this state in both the 8th and the 2nd Judicial District. I am also very pleased that we have complete buy-in through Chief Judge Weiss in the 8th Judicial District and Chief Judge Jones in the 2nd Judicial District about the commission, as well as doing whatever they need to do and reassignment of cases and assignment of judges' caseloads to accommodate this. We're all very aware of AJR 8 that passed out of the state legislature this year that seeks to create a business court that is kind of going to be done through a constitutional amendment, which would take another vote by the legislature in a couple of years, and subsequent to that, a vote of the people, and then the legislature thereafter potentially creating that. At the very least, we think that what we can do now with some immediacy is create a better mousetrap, so to speak, in terms of how we adjudicate business law cases, provide more benefits to the business community, regardless of whether they are brought into court as plaintiffs or defendants, as well as provide a good warehouse of data moving forward that would help inform policy for the legislature moving forward if they seek to create the business court outlined under AJR 8. So, the proposed rule, just for those that have had a chance to look at it, is merely a stepping off point. We wanted, both Justice Stiglitz and I, we wanted to have something for the commission to begin reviewing when it began its work. It's not that we're proposing that, hey, on day one, we want to vote on that, and that's the rule that's going to be in place. It was the idea to have that as a stepping off point as we get started with our work. And I'm very thankful to Justice Stiglitz as well. I should have done that first. I'm sorry for being involved in this. But with that, I know we have some folks here in Las Vegas. Are you all wishing to provide public comment? Anybody? No? Yes? Okay. Let me just check real quick. Do we have anybody in Carson City as well that wishes to provide public comment?
Got a number of people, Chief, and I've got one that's indicated a desire to speak.
Okay, so let's go ahead and we'll do Carson City first. So, Justice Perigary, if you don't mind, if you'd invite them up to
provide comment. All right, sir, come up, state your name for the record.
Good afternoon. My name's Keith Bishop. I've been writing about Nevada corporate law for more than 30 years. And I'm in support of this proposal, but I did have a number of specific comments which I submitted in writing. I'm happy to answer any questions, but I won't repeat what I put in writing.
Okay, and we did receive your submission. And for all of you down south, I assume you, Elizabeth, forward those comments to you as well.
We did. We received them as well, Mr. Bishop. Thank you. I also had an opportunity to listen to the podcast that you did from the Supreme Court Law Library yesterday, discussing some of the legislative changes this year with regard to business law cases. So thank you.
Thank you.
Anybody else here in Carson City? Nope. Nobody else here, Chief.
Okay, thank you, Justice Perry-Gary. Here in Las Vegas, if you want to provide public comment, go ahead and come on up to the podium, if you would, please.
Thank you. My name is Benjamin Perry Edwards. I am here on my own behalf, and I say that because I am the Associate Dean for Faculty Research and Development at the William S. Boyd School of Law. I do not speak for them. I do not speak for the Nevada System of Higher Education. Please do not hold anything I say against them. But what I'd like to start with is a thank you. I'm very pleased to see this happening. A constitutional amendment process obviously takes a very long time, and it is very uncertain. This offers, I think, the prospect of improving Nevada's reputation, its accessibility, the speed of adjudication, and I'm very hopeful about how this will proceed. You should have a letter from me, which I tried to make as helpful and as thoughtful as possible, and I'm happy to answer questions, now, or later. And I just want to stress with a quick time here today that business law cases are really different than other kinds of cases, in that everybody has to agree that they want to be bound by the laws of a particular state. So people who live here, if they're raising money from investors from elsewhere, if they're going to use Nevada entities, they have to be able to trust that they'll be able to get resolutions in Nevada courts, or their investors are going to push them, even if they're operating in Nevada, to incorporate in Delaware or some other state. And so developing as much broad trust and confidence, in the system and in adjudication as possible, really is, just critical. And with that, as you go forward with the commission, my advice to you is that I would encourage you both to look within and without. So you have a very deep bench of very good people who've had a lot of experience in business courts here. I think you should learn from them, and I think you should also consider looking at either adding or seeking advice from people who have practiced regularly in Delaware or other jurisdictions to figure out what works there, what doesn't work there, and how we can improve, and what we could do better. You have my letter, and so as you go forward, I hope you are successful, and I'm here to do whatever we can to help. So
thank you. Does anybody have any questions? I will tell you, we will probably see you again, because I anticipate that we will reach out to you. Mr. Edwards had reached out early on, as a lot of people did, to offer their assistance with this. And kind of what we have in mind, I think, is we created a commission that was not too big, not too small, with the idea that we want to invite a lot of people to come and present and probably create some subcommittees with various things and invite outside members into that as well. The things that you put in your letter and some of the things you referred to about the rule and some of the ideas as you've expressed today and in your letter are tremendous and well taken. So I look forward to seeing you again. Thank you.
Thank you.
Anybody else wish to provide any public comment? I don't think we have anybody online, correct, Aiden?
Elizabeth is indicating no.
Okay. All right. Then at that time, we